Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today to talk about an important provision that I worked hard on with a bipartisan group of Illinois senators and House members to have included in the new Water Resources Reform and Development Act. This bill, also known as WRDA, is a vital piece of legislation that Congress will consider later today. Our provision would help improve the nation's water infrastructure, including the aging locks and dams along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, through public-private partnerships that would expedite projects and save taxpayer money. It comes from a House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, bill called the Water Infrastructure Now Public-Private Partnership Act. I was proud to introduce this bill earlier this year with Senators Durbin and Kirk and Representative Rodney Davis, all proudly of Illinois. Our provision would help clear a $60 billion backlog in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers projects that will take decades to complete without outside investment. It does this by creating a pilot program to explore agreements between the Army Corps of Engineers and private entities as alternatives to traditional financing, planning, design, and construction models. The Mississippi and Illinois rivers are absolutely critical to the economic well-being of my region in Illinois, the entire Midwest, and the United States, and the world. These locks and dams were built during the administration of Franklin Roosevelt and are now close to 80 years old. This is why action must be taken to expand and modernize the locks and dams that help transport our goods and products worldwide. By encouraging public-private partnerships, our bipartisan effort will help make the movement of the high-quality goods of our region, whether they be from any of the numerous farmers and manufacturers that call Illinois home, more swift, efficient, and safe. To put this in perspective, the Mississippi River is the world's largest inland navigable waterway. On the Mississippi River, just on this river alone, 60%, so well over half, of the nation's agricultural goods are transported. It is absolutely critical to American commerce and the smooth movement of goods that this is made as efficient as possible. Our bill fits perfectly into that equation, and it's good for the taxpayer, the farmer, and industry. I'm very proud of that. In addition to our efforts to improve our nation's locks and dams, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act also contains many provisions that will boost local economies across our country. The WRDA bill will lead to upgraded water transportation systems and offer vulnerable communities better protection against flooding, as is very important to my region that I represent. It will promote America's competitiveness, prosperity, and economic growth for years to come. Mr. Speaker, I came to Congress to work with those I don't always agree with and who don't always agree with me, but as a way to find common sense, reasonable solutions to create jobs and lay the foundation for a stronger middle class. I was proud that the WRDA bill passed out of the House Transportation Committee on a bipartisan, unanimous basis. I give credit, a great deal of credit, to Transportation Committee Chairman Bill Schuster, Ranking Member Nick Rahal, Subcommittee Chairman Bob Gibbs, and Subcommittee Ranking Member Tim Bishop, and all of my colleagues on the committee for their hard work over the last year. It is truly an example of congressional Republicans and Democrats working together, and I hope it's something that we will see a lot more of. I urge my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support this important job-creating bill.